Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 526 here, 96 degrees. Hopefully your day is over. Hopefully it's on your time now and you do what you need to do for the rest of the night. Enjoy it. You know, it's been hot and humid all day. If you've been sweating your butt off, if you've been in an air-conditioned office, maybe around people you don't like or can't stand, go do something. Go for a walk. Jump in a pool. Go home and give yourself the finger in the mirror. If it makes you feel better, hey, have at it, right? I saw that nonsense. What do they have? They have screaming rooms now in some places where you can go in a soundproof room and just scream. I don't recommend that. First of all, why are you punishing yourself for people around you? And it's just going to make your voice tired. It's going to aggravate you. Go for a nice walk outside in nature. Get on a treadmill in the air conditioning. You can go to one of the gyms in the area and take advantage of some nice air-conditioned space and go for a slow walk. And people watch. People underestimate the value of people watching. I highly recommend it. This weekend, we were just sitting on a bench on Broadway in Saratoga Springs. People watching is great. And we were discussing, you know, it would be great just to have a cooler right here and just people watch all day. You know, have a drink, whatever, cold water. Bourbon. Probably would end the night throwing things at people, but that's okay. That's just me. Hopefully you're not there. But the moral of the story is do what makes you feel good at this point. If you're not on anyone's clock right now, figure it out and think about it. Take a time, take a deep breath, a few deep breaths, and think about what you would like to do right now. That's within legal parameters. And go do it. I'm not suggesting you go do anything you shouldn't be doing within legal parameters because I know where those minds stray to. Mine does too. Let's see what's going on. You can call or text at 570-883-0098. We got TJ Fitzgerald on an event tomorrow night. TJ.
Hey, yeah, we're having a Why Should You Vote For Me event. We invited County Council Republicans from Luzerne County and Walter Griffith and Tom Musk. That's on the ballot. And a lot of people are just, you know, that are really don't come out during the non-presidential. And a lot of people are really divided in the Republican Party down here, and they've lost faith, and they're just uninspired. So what we're going to do is have an event and say, hey, inspire us. What are you going to do if we get you in? Are you going to get rid of the mail-in ballots? Are you going to get rid of paper ballots? Are you going to make our county safe? How are you going to make our county safe? Please tell us what you're going to do for conservative values and what are you going to do with the taxes? And then we'll volunteer and help you. But you got to give us a reason why we should vote for you, not just because we have an R and we should vote for you. So hopefully we get there. We get a lot of people. They get a lot of stuff out their chest. And then we have just like a family meeting and say, hey, let's fix it. Let's do some positive stuff in a conservative way. And then let's rally the troops in November and hopefully win. But what are you going to do? What are you going to promise on your platform to make us vote for you? That's what the event's about.
And I love the concept of this. I've been following you post about this event and build up to the concept itself to where basically you want answers from the people who are saying that they're going to be the solution.
Correct. I want to know. I want to put it all on the table. I want honesty. I want, hey, listen, if you have a complaint, come on and voice it. That's how you solve division with any family. And just like the Democrat Party is a dysfunctional family, so are we. And if we don't figure it out, we're not going to win. If we figure it out, but you have to give us something. You can't just say, because I said so, or because you have an R after your name. If you're not voting conservatively, why should we vote for you? And like you just went over the thing, they have a $500,000 loan they're going to give the city of Wilkes-Barre. And it's like they're saying, it's always never a cost to the taxpayers, but if you took that $500,000 and put it in a bank, you would get a yield on it. So it is costing the taxpayers. And then during the election, we asked the mayor to put yellow things over the parking spots, so then this way nobody would get fined or nobody would have to pay. We asked the Wilkes-Barre mayor to help us out. He said, go screw. He didn't help us. Now he wants our help. It's like, come on, guys. I mean, why are we giving it something to somebody that doesn't care about us? And then that $500,000 is taxpayers' dollars, just like you just said. Don't let the weak and the people that don't earn, you know, don't earn it, don't get it. The people that are paying their taxes, that have houses, give them the $500,000. So there's a lot of things that are wrong in our county, wrong in our state, and wrong in the federal government. But I can only address the stuff in Luzerne County because I live here. So what we're doing is tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at the Wilkes-Barre Township Fire Hall at 150 Watson Street, Wilkes-Barre Township. Come on. These guys are going to answer some questions. I'm going to find out who shows and who doesn't, and we're going to find out who cares and who doesn't. And then if not everybody shows, I'll have another event. And I want everybody to be accountable that's elected. That's it.
That sounds pretty simple enough. And you are right. I just ran the numbers. If you invest $500,000 at a measly 6% interest, which I'm almost getting in some CDs, so it's definitely doable, you're looking at about $30,000 a year. So that would pay a salary in Wilkes-Barre. That would pay a salary somewhere in Luzerne County. Yeah. So, yeah, you are giving up that money.
Yeah, we are. And then, like, they also, you know, we bought back the Visitors Bureau down here. You know how many times we bought and sold that? Are you kidding me? Plus, have you ever been there?
No, I have not.
Okay, beautiful place. I went there when it was a Playboy Club with Tom Greco owned it back in the day. Beautiful place. Very historic. No one comes to Wilkes-Barre to see the historic site. And then when you walk in there, so it's like a bus stop. You walk in there. I mean, the side of the road places where you could get your little pieces of paper of the Houdini Center or the Hilton. It's probably 10 foot by 12 that the people get to use. The rest of the facility is lavish offices. We don't need that. They want it because it's beautiful, but we could have put them up at Penn Place. We have multiple places in the county that they wouldn't have lavish apartments. People don't come to Wilkes-Barre to see the train station. You know, they're blowing smoke. They think we're idiots. You know, we didn't need to buy that. It's like going to a supermarket and buying steak and lobster when you can only afford a bologna. And then you're wondering why we can't eat, because you're lavishly spending our money on stuff we don't need. It's and then they want us to vote for them. And they get mad at us for questioning them. We're not allowed to question them.
Well, there are no answers, no votes. That's the way it usually goes or should go. So, TJ, I appreciate you letting us know about your event. I wish you luck with it.
Can you say the time and date, time and place
good,
one more
say
time?
It. Go ahead.
Okay, it's tomorrow night, Wednesday night, 6 p.m. at the Wilkes-Barre Township Firehouse, and that's at 150 Watson Street. Any Republican in, so any of you Democrats coming in, we're going to find out, we're going to make sure you're registered as a Republican, because this is a Republican event. Before the election, I'm going to probably have a debate with the Democrats and Republicans and we'll figure that out. But I'm going to do my best to educate the public, inform them, and let the public decide.
Sounds good, TJ. Thanks for checking in with us.
Thank you, sir.
Take care. It's 5:34 here at WILK. Time for the news with Paul Michaels.